Matilda stood up and began to say the 2x table. When she got to twice 12 is 24, she didn't stop. She went right on with twice 13 is 26, twice 14 is 28, twice 15 is 30, twice 16 is...
Stop,
Miss Honey said. She had been listening, slightly spellbound, to this smooth recital. And now she said,
How far can you go?
How far? Matilda said.
Well, I don't really know, Miss Honey. For quite a long way, I think.
Miss Honey took a few moments to let this curious statement sink in.
You mean, she said, that you could tell me what 2x28 is?
Yes, Miss Honey.
What is it?
56, Miss Honey.
What about something much harder, like 2x487? Could you tell me that?
I think so, yes, Matilda said.
Are you sure?
Why, yes, Miss Honey, I'm fairly sure.
What is it, then? 2x487.
974, Matilda said immediately. She spoke quietly and politely and without any sign of showing off. Miss Honey gazed at Matilda with absolute amazement. But when next she spoke, she kept her voice level.
That is really splendid, she said.
But of course, multiplying by 2 is a lot easier than some of the bigger numbers. What about the other multiplication tables? Do you know any of those?
I think so, Miss Honey. I think I do.
Which ones, Matilda? How far have you got?
I don't quite know, Matilda said. I don't know what you mean.
What I mean is, do you, for instance, know the 3x table?
Yes, Miss Honey.
And the 4x?
Yes, Miss Honey.
Well, how many do you know, Matilda? Do you know all the way up to the 12x table?
Yes, Miss Honey.
What are 12 sevens?
84, Matilda said.
Miss Honey paused and leaned back in her chair behind the plain table that stood in the middle of the floor in front of the class. She was considerably shaken by this exchange, but took care not to show it. She had never come across a 5-year-old before, or indeed a 10-year-old, who could multiply with such facility.
"I hope the rest of you are listening to this," she said to the class. "Matilda is a very lucky girl. She has wonderful parents who have already taught her to multiply lots of numbers.
Was it your mother, Matilda, who taught you?"
"No, Miss Honey, it wasn't."
"You must have a great father, then. He must be a brilliant teacher."
"No, Miss Honey," Matilda said quietly. "My father did not teach me."
"You mean you taught yourself?"
"I don't quite know," Matilda said truthfully. "It's just that I don't find it very difficult to multiply one number by another."
Miss Honey took a deep breath and let it out slowly. She looked again at the small girl with bright eyes standing beside her desk, so sensible and solemn.
"You say you don't find it difficult to multiply one number by another," Miss Honey said. "Could you try to explain that a little bit?"
"Oh dear," Matilda said. "I'm not really sure." Miss Honey waited. The class was silent, all listening.
"For instance," Miss Honey said, "if I ask you to multiply 14 by 19,
now that's too difficult."
"It's 266, Matilda said softly.
Miss Honey stared at her. Then she picked up a pencil and quickly worked out the sum on a piece of paper.
"What did you say it was?" she said, looking up.
266, Matilda said. Miss Honey put down her pencil and removed her spectacles and began to polish the lenses with a piece of tissue. The class remained quiet, watching her and waiting for what was coming next. Matilda was still standing up beside her desk.
"Now tell me, Matilda," Miss Honey said, still polishing. "Try to tell me exactly what goes on inside your head when you get to multiplication like that to do. You obviously have to work it out in some way, but you seem able to arrive at the answer almost instantly. Take the one you've just done, 14 multiplied by 19.
I simply put the 14 down in my head and multiply it by 19, Matilda said. "I'm afraid I don't know how else to explain it." I've always said to myself that if a little pocket calculator can do it, why shouldn't I?
Why not indeed? Miss Honey said. The human brain is an amazing thing.
I think it's a lot better than a lump of metal, Matilda said. That's all a calculator is.
How right you are, Miss Honey said.
Pocket calculators are not allowed in this school anyway.
Miss Honey was feeling quite quivery.
There's no doubt in her mind that she had met a truly extraordinary mathematical brain. And words like child genius and prodigy went flitting through her head.
She knew that these sorts of wonders do pop up in the world from time to time, but only once or twice in 100 years. After all, Mozart was only 5 when he started composing for the piano, and look what had happened to him.